It's Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. IT spend goes up right alongside the digital skills gap, and best in breed beats single vendor in the latest Okta data. This is the Business of Tech. TechAisle has released their 2022 SMB and mid-market IT spending forecast. The space is expected to reach $1.25 trillion in 2022. IT services are the highest proportion of that. Data center solutions will exhibit growth of 4%. Overall, worldwide cloud spending within the SMB and mid-market will grow by 21%. By 2025, 43% of global SMB and mid-market IT spending will be in the cloud. And, quoting the analysis, SMB IT investment is increasing to counter inflation, labor shortage, supply chain concerns, and accelerate business transformation through digitalization. SMBs are looking for ways to streamline business and IT processes to best return on existing human capital. Meanwhile, Logic Monitor's research report, The Next Gen Managed Service Provider, quotes some key stats. 88% of MSPs have experienced a brownout or outage in the past year. Most MSPs expect most of their end customers to be 100% in the cloud within the next 5 years. MSP leaders estimate that engineers devote 39% of their time to manual tasks. 88% say these tasks prevent engineers from innovating or advancing strategic goals. The majority of end customers at 55% are spending more and more each year with their MSPs. And in different data, just over half of managers in the UK are struggling to find talent with the appropriate technical skills, according to research from Udacity and Ipsos. The resulting lack of proper skills is delaying digital transformation, with 48% saying projects have been put on hold because of skills gaps. 48% of managers said they are struggling to fill tech-based roles within their company, and some have even complained of losing their staff to more techie firms. Why do we care? I don't think it should be shocking to anyone in IT services that spending increases. I am pleasantly surprised to hear the numbers indicating that MSPs expect their customers to be fully in the cloud, just as all the analysts predict. That's inevitable. Here's the trick. The market is really good, and the pressure is on for skills. The need is increasing, yet the immediate needs can't be filled. Coupled with the reality of the employee having leverage in the current market, IT services companies had better become good at managing their people. Spend a lot less time worrying about your tool stack and a lot more worrying about your people. That's the real differentiator. Okta released its 8th annual report looking at which apps and cloud services on the Okta Identity Platform were the most popular from November 1st, 2020 to October 31st, 2021. The report found that, for the most part, Okta users tend to favor best of breed over the single vendor approach of the past. Microsoft Office 365 remains the most popular service, with AWS second and Google Workplace third, moving up fast with a 38% year-over-year growth. In an interesting twist, though, showing desire to avoid that single-vendor lock-in, 38% of companies using Office 365 also used Google Workplace, while 45% also used Zoom and 33% also used Slack. 14% of users implementing a multi-cloud infrastructure vendor approach, up from 8% in 2017. This was all quoting extensively from TechCrunch. Salesforce released their Global Digital Skills Index research to examine the evidence associated with various aspects of the digital skills gap. There is much disconnection in the data. According to the Skills Index, nearly three-quarters of respondents at 73% do not feel equipped to learn the digital skills needed by businesses now, and even more at 76% do not feel prepared for the future. Only 31% of Gen Z respondents, the first digitally native generation, feel very equipped for a digital-first job right now, Just 17% of baby boomers believe they are very equipped now for digital-first employment. Most senior leadership respondents at 57% say they are prepared with the digital skills necessary over the next 5 years. This contrasts with just 37% of managers. Why do we care? I paired these because, on the one hand, businesses favor more distinct apps in their drive to best in breed, while at the same time, it appears employees have a significant skills gap to overcome. Like the previous story, investing in people matters. But here, the story is about offering that as part of the service. The increase in training capabilities for some providers is apparent when viewed through this lens. Sell more training, not just implementation. Best-of-breed selection of products should be scary to those MSP platform companies. Businesses aren't buying what you're preaching, per the data. Avoiding single-vendor lock-in seems to be the dominant strategy. Did you know Cisco helps manage services providers directly? Know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focus on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technology and proven go-to-market resources. There's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources, coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. I don't have anything particularly pithy. I keep wondering what I should fill this space with. If you've got ideas, hit me up on social. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.